This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. John Carney is the economics and finance editor for Breitbart News. He's also the co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest every day. It's a total must-read. John, welcome. I want to talk a minute about this jobs report. Okay, so I don't get it. 303,000 jobs, non-farm payrolls, sounds like a terrific number. Now, two things. First of all, half of it was government. Government and health care and social assistance came to about 150,000. That's half. So I'm not going to say that doesn't count, but in fact, that doesn't count. It's not productive stuff. So that's one point. The second point I'm going to put on the table, and I don't understand. Part-time workers increased 691,000 in March. Part-time workers. Full-time workers fell 6,000. Now, how does that fit in? Part-time workers are more than twice the total for non-farm payrolls. Well, what does this mean?
It's very strange. One of the things that happened was we had a very strange recovery. Usually when you come out of a recession, you build part-time work first, and then you build full-time work. We did it backwards, actually, this time. If you look at the numbers, we got a lot of those full-time jobs came right back, and we didn't get a lot of part-time jobs immediately. So one of the things that's happened, if you look at the share of the workforce, that they call it part-time for economic reasons. Mm. That's people who want a full-time job, but say they can't get one. So they are stuck, you know, only working part-time. Those actually are not elevated. So what seems to be happening is actually a lot of these part-time jobs are being filled by people who want part-time work. I can take a guess. I think a lot of that has to do with people liking to work from home, remote working.
Right.
People are preferring those kind of jobs. And so that's what seems to be going on. It doesn't seem to be, this has been going on for a while now, where we have a lot of part-time jobs and we've been shrinking the full-time. But it doesn't seem to be translating into economic weakness anywhere. Consumer spending is still very strong. So I do think that this isn't a sign that the labor market is softening, but a sign that actually people are preferring to work part-time.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
But, John, where is this? This comes from the other survey, the household employment survey. But the household survey has been far weaker than the corporate survey, the non-farm payroll survey. So I didn't understand where these numbers. I mean, household survey is running way below the payroll survey. Now, for listeners, it's a little bit technical, but I'm just trying to figure out where do you plug these numbers in? I mean, John, here, the household survey did go up 498 million, but it had been falling before that. The average.
Right. We had it this month, actually, we had it went in the opposite direction where the household survey has been way behind the establishment survey.
Right.
And for the listeners, I'll just say what that means is when you ask businesses, how many people have you hired? They were giving a very high number. When you ask people, do you have a job or not? That was actually coming in quite low. This, a lot of people wondered, oh no, does that mean that the household survey is right and the market and the labor market is weaker than people thought? It doesn't seem like it, because what we're starting to see is now the household survey had a very big month. It's catching up a little bit to where the establishment survey was. And frankly, I think there may be a problem with the way they're doing the household survey. The numbers shouldn't be this out of whack. The household survey is a smaller survey. It has a larger sample error that can occur. And so I think that what we're going to see is that, look, if the household survey was telling us the real story about the economy, we're in a recession. Mm. Things are falling apart. Things are going really badly. That doesn't seem right. I mean, I try to get a, you know, dinner reservation somewhere. Restaurants are full. You go to the airport. People are flying. People are spending money. So I don't think that we can, you know, that the household survey is telling the story. And I think over time, what we'll see is the household survey will continue to outperform, and it will eventually catch up, and we won't have this discrepancy anymore.
Well, is this a part-time economy?
Well, look, I think that we may be having a lot of people who, one, may be part of the aging of the population. Some people may say, you know what, like they went through COVID, and they've decided to readjust their priorities. They say, I don't want to work all the time. I want to see my grandkids, or I want to, you know, do other things. That can be a problem, because, look, you need people to work to have economic output to grow the economy so that we have more wealth in our country. But so I think this puts even more pressure on productivity, because you need those workers. If a lot of workers are going to decide to work part time, well, we're going to have to get a lot more out of them.
Well, we work overtime. Here we are Saturdays, right? Working.
Here we are on Saturday morning.
Holy cow. Last other one, just in the last minute or so. The Fed is not going to cut interest rates this year, period.
No
people
way.
Have to deal with it. Just deal with it.
That's right. This jobs number, look, when we had a strong number in January, people said, oh, it's just a bump. When we had it again in February, they were like, well, maybe, you know, there's a problem with seasonal adjustment. Here we are 3 months into the year, and we've had three strong jobs reports. The Fed should only cut if the labor market is weakening. Remember, the purpose of cutting is to make sure that people can get jobs. It's to, you know, loosen monetary conditions to pump up the labor market. We don't need that. I think the Fed doesn't cut at all. Actually, the market now sees an under 50% chance of a cut in June. No cut in June, no cut the rest of the year.
No cut rest of the year. That's what I think. All right, John Carney, Breitbart News. Thank you. Terrific stuff. Folks, a quick break, and then Scott Hodge from the Tax Foundation has got a new book out, and Joe Biden wants to raise taxes across the board. Got to stop that. I'm Kudlow. Be right back.